Great singing tonight, folks. Great singing. Now is that time of the evening, though, when we get to listen to Pat Walsh share her thoughts. And I'm sure she's had a few that she wanted to share desperately while she was in the car on the way here. But they might be inappropriate for the event, so. Anyway, Pat is one of the ministers of our church, a longtime member and minister here. She's a former president of the board, and she's one of the kindest, gentlest ladies you ever want to know, not to mention funniest. We're lucky to have her in here. Please help me welcome Pat Walsh.
Well, good evening.
Hello.
What a treat it is to be here. You know, a couple of times I've talked about a book by Curiel called The Shift, The Great Shift. And a couple people asked me if I would speak again about it. The first time I spoke, no one said anything. And I thought, did you not hear? The second time people started to talk, well, I expect a lot of chit-chat about this tonight. So I'm looking at it from a little different perspective tonight. Curiel, just so you know, is an ancient soul from the seventh dimension of consciousness. And he came through a medium named Fred Sterling. And we, several of us, went to hear him speak, and he's just pretty awesome. So he wants people to be ready for the shift, and the shift is a shift in consciousness from the third dimension that we're in now to the fourth dimension of consciousness. Now, the third dimension really deals with emotion. When we get to the fourth dimension, it deals really with thought. So what you think, you create. Is that fun? So I'm working on what I'm thinking. Just to get the to get the practice in. Now, what he says, on the earth plane, every 25,000 years, we have had an opportunity to move to the fourth level of consciousness. Have we made it? There weren't enough. Now, we work as a group. It's not just a few people here and there. It's humanity as a group. And there weren't enough people. So it's been 750,000 years. Are we slow learners? To get to the point that we're ready to move to the fourth level of consciousness. And I can't say we're exactly ready. It isn't that there's such a mass of people on the earth plane that are 51% positive. That's just over half. And of service to other people. When we look at society as it is now, it's rather a mess. But it's going to be changing. So when Jesus came to the earth over 2,000 years ago, they thought the shift would occur then. But people weren't positive enough for that to occur. Which is real interesting. But now, the people that are ready to rebuild the earth in a positive way, well, the shift will be recognized as the greatest event in humanity's history. Because we have never progressed to that fourth level of consciousness. So it's really a big deal. And it's exciting. We've all chosen to be on the earth plane at this time to experience that. And the shift has already started. which is real interesting. So tonight, what I wanted to talk about is, what do you do before the energy starts changing totally on the earth, and then what will happen with that energy change? And the energy is called photon energy. And we haven't really discovered what it does, but the galactic people have known about photon energy for thousands of years. The thing that, as I talk, that is really impressive to me is this is planned so well. And it's everybody gets in on the planning. All the ETs are interested in helping us. All we have to do is ask them to help us. People from ancient societies, the Andromedans, the Palladians, and the Sirians are all there waiting to help us with this adjustment and to help Mother Earth. Mother Earth will renew herself through the shift, which is really exciting. Okay, what happens to the people that are not of a positive frame? Since when we move to the fourth level of consciousness, we are able to do more with the creator energy. And if we're negative, that really wouldn't be in everybody's best interest. So as Curiel says, you have to be 51% positive. And then you have the opportunity to work with that new energy, because there's so many more things that we'll be able to do. So, but what do we want to do in the meantime? In the meantime, in order to get ready for the shift, we want to complete the lessons that we contracted to deal with. Let me go back in time. When we decide to come to the earth plane, life is as it is. When we contract to come to the earth plane, and we all wanted to come here to experience life on the earth plane, we decide what we want to work on and how we want to grow, which is really neat. We are in control. And we come down here and we deal with our challenges, our lessons, and everything. It's like coming to school. And we're given freedom of choice, so you know we're going to make mistakes. Well, are they really mistakes? Or are they just lessons where we can back off on them and say, oh, maybe I could have done that a little bit better? Or maybe I could have done that a little differently. there's no judgment. It's merely learning, that we're here to learn. And sometimes the lessons are strong enough for us that we back away from them and decide, ooh, I don't want to deal with that this lifetime. Well, guess what? The next lifetime, you have that in your bucket list. And you have another opportunity to deal with it. But you are the creator of the experiences, so you set the tone of what you want to learn. And you come to the earth plane to learn all that you can. In class, we've talked about people committing suicide. All of us have that opportunity. And you think, oh, that's weird. Why would we want to do that? It's so that we carry an understanding of people that see no other out except for suicide. And so when we've gone through that ourselves in all the things that we know and we've experienced, we're able to help the next person. But when we get into, when you look at suicide, it's unfortunate because you will come back. You'll have the same set of circumstances until you learn to choose differently. So it doesn't really behoove putting...
That's scary.
Who said that?
I,
Oh, you did. Well, it's fair. This is what I like about the system, that I was raised a Catholic and we were taught that there's hell, but I don't believe that. I don't believe you're given freedom of choice to burn in hell the rest of your life because, I mean, for eternity, because you've muffed up a bit? Oh, come on. That isn't a loving God. So hell is out, as far as I'm concerned. You can believe whatever you'd like. but I think that was created to control the masses. And there was a lot of fear that has been created. We have fear right now, taxes. Did you get your taxes in?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm, not yet. You know, but we have fear of making mistakes, fear of raising our children poorly, you know, you name it. We can be fearful about things. And we were really put on the earth to go the path of love. Love conquers all. And so all of these times that we keep coming back to learn, the learning is love. Have we learned to love? And so God gives us as much time as we need to love, to learn to love ourselves. And when we love ourselves, then we can love others. So I think it's a very cool system. And then when I look at the shift, to me, the system is even better. You have all these, this whole galactic brotherhood. They're women, but they call it brotherhood. I just have to say that. So, when you read some of the books about the Syrians, they were kind of an aggressive group. Well, they've cooled their jets. They're better. They aren't aggressive. They found all of the different groups that have spent many thousands of years learning, found that they would get further by being a loving group. So they are, and they're in our atmosphere. They have ships that we can't detect on our radar because there's no sound. We can't even see them, which is really rather interesting. And Kirill says, you're probably bumping into the ETs every day because they can come in a human form. And you may not even recognize them, but they're here to help us through the change when the energy changes. Well, that's pretty cool. Okay. He talks about truth, trust, and passion as we go through our life here. Truth is being true to ourselves and doing the things that we choose and not being manipulated by fear. That is huge. That is huge. Truth is loving yourself so that you can function to your fullest capacity. And trust is getting to the knowing that comes from being truthful and being able to work from a center of love instead of fear. And passion is being excited about life and seeing the essence of light in everything on the earth plane. And that is just, I hope you do that. I do that all the time when I'm out and about. It just delights me to see the colors in nature, what's growing, looking at people. Everybody is so different. It's just marvelous. All of the opportunities we have to appreciate what God has given us on the earth plane. Now, they talk about shift babies. Shift babies were born after 1987. Of course, that's me. I just look old. But that's real interesting. These little kids decided that they were coming to participate in the shift of consciousness. And when you experience little children, they're different now. they're brighter, they're more tuned in, and if you give them the ability to express, they teach you a whole lot. Many of these children lived at the time of Jesus, and they were kind of disappointed that the shift didn't occur at that time. So they have been patiently waiting 2,000 plus years so that they could participate in the shift. And then there are those older folks that have decided, wow, we came to the earth at the right time. Now we have an opportunity to participate. So, what can you do in a positive sense to change the earth? What they're saying, the energy at this time on the earth, one positive thought takes care of 10 negative thoughts. Now, before the shift, it was just the opposite. It took 10 positive thoughts to change one negative. So we have a tremendous opportunity now to use our positive thought for anything we see on the earth plane. And there are too many things to count. So pick whatever you want. Having an Irish background, and then the Russian added into that, I can have a real fiery personality, and I can just rev up my energy in an angry way when I see some of the atrocious things that happen on the earth. And I'm learning to cool my jets and to recognize what's going on, but to put a positive spin. Okay, God and the angels, I'd like to see this now. So you put the positive thought out there, and each of us can change the universe. Each of us can do that. We are more powerful than we have ever been taught. We have that ability. So if some people want to get together and work as a group, it magnifies what we're able to do. But just throwing out a positive thought about anything that you're concerned about on the earth plane can make the difference. Is that tremendous? So before the shift, use your thought. Check what you're thinking. If it's negative, change it. And say, oops, we don't need to do that. Let's put it into a positive mode. Anger isn't the answer. Anger says somewhere deep within us, we're afraid of something. And that's very interesting. Think about that. Anger comes from being afraid of something deep within us. Fear is not the answer. Love is. Now, you can walk the path of love any way you want to. And you've heard Millie talk about the Bible. Read the Bible with your heart. Read it as you interpret it written. You'll have the wherewithal to understand exactly what you're reading, and no one else has to tell you how you need to interpret it. And Kiriel says there's so many paths to the Creator, but the pathway is always love. So you can choose any church, any path you want. Just be sure it's a path of love, and you get there. It doesn't matter which church you go to. So what did Jesus teach us? He taught us healing through love. His whole message was of love. And he said, whatsoever I do, so shall you. Have you tried walking on water? No. But we do healing in the church here. It works. Well, it works. So that's just really cool. Now, with the shift, some of you may ask, what about the Christ consciousness and the energy of the extraterrestrials? Those work together. It's all God's creative energy. So there's no division there. Now, let's talk about what happens when this photon energy comes over the earth. When I spoke before, I talked about this energy that we don't know how to quantify or to measure. It comes as a band over the earth. And the band is wide and thick, and when that happens, you have darkness for 3 days. Get into the goose down and take a nap. You know? Mm. I'm looking forward to that. Oh, you'll know. When it gets all dark, you know. And it gets...
Before it gets dark, would anybody...
Well, it's in our atmosphere and it's coming. So you really don't know of that probably until it's dark. So you'll have 3 days of dark. And don't be in a twit. Don't get into fear. You don't need that. Know that everything is well planned and the outcome is wonderful, so enjoy that. And you can call upon any of the angel forces to be with you. Basically, you probably go to sleep and just wait till it's over. Now, when you wake up, that energy is very different from what you've experienced. When you start to walk, you bounce. So you pull yourself off the ceiling and come down again. It's quite different. But you have all these ETs, extraterrestrials around, that will tell you how to work with the energy. Fossil fuel will be no more. And the control that fossil fuel exhibits on us will be no more. You can't charge for this abundance of photon energy. It's too much. You can't charge for it. All right. I like that. You will be able to power your little devices with this photon energy, but you have to be taught by the ETs how to do that. You will be able to travel with this energy, and you use it as food. What Kiriel says is you breathe the energy in at the top of your head and it cleanses all your cells and it nourishes your body. And those of us that eat meat, well, guess what, folks? We're going to be vegetarians. We'll eat plant material, plants. And the plants with this photon energy will grow 20% bigger. So that's what we'll eat, and they have more nutrition to it. But basically, you're breathing in the photon energy. And what he says is that you live longer. People will live well in excess over 100 years. But the energy changes time. It isn't time as we know it. But still, you age slower with it. You're going to use your brain more fully. If we use 10% of our brain, what's happening to the other 90? Nothing. So, you know, when you look at a baby's head and the sutures of the skull go together, kind of looks like a zipper. He says, well, you'll have sort of a zipper head. Where your cranium can expand for the brain. So we will look different, but we will have the ability to look how we want to. You'll recognize me, tall, thin, and blonde. Just kidding. I like the elf look. but that's real interesting. At first, we may not like that we look so much like our galactic brothers and sisters, but we grow to like that. And this happens over 15 years or so. So that's kind of interesting. But to be able to do so many different things, with thought, we can be in a place. Is that cool? Yeah, and the fact that you aren't paying for the energy also makes it cheaper. It's just amazing. So when I've read his book a couple of times, and each time I read it, I keep picking up more information. And it's so exciting to me to think we're going to be off the bottom rung and on to doing more creative things. It's just amazing. And when, you know, you've read about the Hubble telescope saying that there are 200 billion other galaxies that they've seen, Curiel says, really, there are 400 billion. And you realize forever is a long time to do the creativity, which is amazing. And some of you have read about Lemuria or Atlantis. Okay, they were a similar time frame. And they said the people in Lemuria, which is the Hawaiian Islands, are the tops of the mountains of Lemuria. These people grew to do all that they could do. And so they left their society and they're doing other things because they've expanded in that realm as much as they could. But they will help us set up wonderful systems on the earth plane to govern. And it is like no one has has a control of information. Everybody will have the same information. And the thing that's neat, you know, we believe in reincarnation, and we will know what our different lives were and why we put certain things in our bucket list to be dealt with the next time. How exciting is that? To know why you progressed from one thing to the other and the different aspects you were working on over the 750,000 years. That cracks me up. But he's saying meditation opens up your consciousness to your higher self and higher abilities so that you can tune in to the rest of creation. And I really believe that. I've not done too much meditation. I'm learning from Fred through his classes how to meditate, which is really good. But what I kind of tie that to, when we learn to tune in, we get into what I think is a meditative state, like the state right before you go to sleep. That's how you're tuning in to do readings. So it isn't very different from what you do as a medium. But I'm practicing more so I can do that better, which is really exciting. Okay, let's see. Do you have enough to think about now? It just... Now, this is exciting. The angels... Someone is right here with me. You can't see them, but you'll be able to feel them, and you'll be able to interact directly with the angel realm. That's so exciting. Plus everybody else. And then he talks about... I'll stop in a minute. He talks about the whales and the dolphins. And the dolphins use 100% of their brain. And they don't want this to be known generally, but I'm going to tell you anyway, since he put it in the book. He says that they understand human communication. And they are very loving towards humankind. And so we'll see, they'll teach us what to do with sonar activities, how you locate things by sonar. Better than the bats, huh? And then he talks...
Who is he? I don't understand.
Okay, Curiel is, as I said to begin with, is a very old soul from the seventh dimension that comes through a medium and shares this information so people will be ready for the shift that has already started. And it's a renewing of Mother Earth, and it's a shift to take us from the third level of consciousness to the fourth. I've heard him speak through the medium. He's really pretty neat. But the book is amazing, just amazing. The whales, this, and I don't understand this, so I'm going to toss this out and you can see what you want to do with it. The whales hold the history of the planet. He said crystals will only hold it for a couple hundred years, but whales hold that. And the whales are real interested in our changing our interpretation of them. Instead of objects of prey that we can eat, that we will appreciate the knowledge that they share with us. Amazing. Amazing. So the evolution of your soul, work on moving away from fear to love just by changing your thoughts to a love thought. Work on being of service to others. And enjoy the here and now. Enjoy every moment of your life. And then you'll get to experience this great event of mankind shifting to the next level of consciousness. How exciting! Congratulations for staying on the earth plane so we can enjoy this together. And those of you that don't want to enjoy that, you can go back home. You know, you don't have to stay on the earth plane to rebuild. I want to. And the fact that I can live longer is really pretty exciting. So, watch for the ETs. They're around. Thank you very much. Yes. The book is Curiel, The Great Shift. If you call me, I can...
How do you spell it?
K-I-R-A-E-L. Thank you.
The wonderful thing about the Wednesday Spiritual Forum is that we have so many different souls in this room and out of this room that share their thoughts. And we never know what we're going to hear about on a Wednesday night. But I just want to tell you, Pat, that if we only use 10% of our brain, the other 90% is playing Facebook games.
I think that's why I'm not on Facebook.
Could be.